Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southern Volkswagen.
Main South Road, Ranella.
They're closer than you think.
104.7 Triple M.
Mick Molloy joins Ruined Dits.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me. I'm Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, all right? Good morning, Mick Molloy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good, Mick. Good, good, good.
Hey, while I've got your attention, fellas, time for a bit of this.
Oh, we love a bit of Harden Up.
We love a bit of Harden Up, we sure do. Well, this is for Dits, who was only out till 2 a.m.
Oh,
yes,
unprofessional.
Harden Up, mate. Sorry. What, did you have to get home early or something, did you? what time were you on?
I'm committed to this program.
That's interesting. 2 a.m, he starts at 6 a.m. That's 4 unaccounted hours.
No, I've got to be here by 5.
Oh, well,
research.
3. That's got crazy horse written all over it.
That was the other one.
Equestrian Club.
So there you go. While we're doing Harden Up, I'd like to dedicate today's episode to Real Madrid forward Marco Asensio,
right,
who will miss his club's Champions League opener on Wednesday night. Listen to this. Mm. Due to an infection caused by shaving his legs with a razor.
Oh. bloody soccer players, mate.
His coach, Zinedine Zidane, told reporters at a press conference he would not feature in the season opener because of a pimple which prevented him from pulling his sock up.
No.
Yeah, without him going in your day.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Hey,
God,
Roo, I can't play today.
It's a real threat to the AFL, isn't it?
Harden Up. Clown Union. The Clown Union have gone berserk and say the new Stephen King movie, It is costing them jobs. Apparently, because it's a scary clown.
Scary clowns.
So apparently everyone's like, all the kids are cancelling their parties. I would have thought, just turn up not drunk. I reckon it would be a good first step for your children's clown.
Yeah. Without your lipstick all over your face, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they should replace Ronald McDonald with the clown from It.
Bloody unions.
And clear out those playgrounds. Bloody unionised workforce. What do they do?
Every time I go to McDonald's, I'm sick of kids being there.
That's right. Hey,
on the playground.
Yeah.
Anyone you guys would like to harden up?
What about this new
horsey film, the Michelle Payne life story?
Oh, Teresa Palmer. Yeah. Why do they need to harden up?
Well, I don't know, really. I just didn't know how to get into it.
I'm looking forward to
South
that.
Australian girl, Teresa Palmer. She's starring in it.
Well, okay. And thank you, Dits. This is my point. Now, let's be honest here. Across the board, horsey people aren't that good looking.
Michelle's all right.
Michelle's a cracker, I think, is the
she's
term.
She's nice.
But what we're saying to you is, I mean, there's a reason why they train in the dark.
Very
ugly people, horsey people. They don't. They are, and this is what happens. As soon as Hollywood gets involved, the movies get involved, everyone gets a cuddle. So Michelle Payne is going to be played by Teresa Palmer. He's a dead set hottie.
Hot. Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. Okay, guess who's playing her dad, Paddy. Paddy Sr., who is a dairy farmer from Ballarat in about 98. Guess.
Who's playing him? Not Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Who?
Have a guess. There we go. Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
Good looking. Guys want to be him, girls want to do him.
Owns
Sam
a winery.
Neill. Right. Who is the dairy man? Cliffy Young. That's who should be playing Paddy. Jesus, why don't they just get George Clooney out to play Bart Cummings?
Wax some eyebrows.
He hasn't got
him.
The eyebrows for it. That's right.
I love a good horse film. I know you love the GGs, Roo. What's the best horse film you reckon?
Seabiscuit.
Farlap. Gee whiz.
Seabiscuit, Farlap.
Black Beauty.
I cried in Farlap.
Man from Snowy River.
Because you didn't back it. That's why you cried.
I didn't go live when it was running.
All those memories of not backing it.
Man from Snowy River, that was a good film, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
But you know what they say?
I'm making a very faithful remake of that movie, but with dwarves on Shetlands.
Oh, no.
Why isn't there something for the Shetland? Why isn't there something for the Shetland?
You know, just on that with, you know, pets. Horses. People say that, you know, a lot of owners look like their dogs. you know, and it's so true, isn't it? Brittany's Anne looks like her horse, doesn't she?
Oh, dude. Well, Camilla Parker Bowles, I believe, is in this new film. And ridden beautifully by
Good on you, Mick.
All right.
There he is, Mick Malloy. Oh, hello, Roo. Good morning. Good morning.
After a big
night down at Sporty's Bar at the Arca Bar. How are you?
Yeah, very, very well. Pulled up all right, actually. Probably need to rest and recover for 24 hours, but I thought it was a fantastic night last night. A lot of laughs, bit of fun. Great to have Brian Taylor and Andrew Starton over in the state, and it was good to catch up with Jars and Louie and KG and the boys, so I think a lot of people would have had a lot of fun.
Tex Walker came down, and Mods and Gavin Wanganeen and everyone. So, and thanks to Alice the Wag for putting it all together. She did a great job, along with Lee, who we work with here at Triple M. So thank you, everyone, and the Arca Bar.
Yep. Beautiful. Great room and good spot. And if you're thinking about going to watch sport or having a punt over the spring carnival, head down to Sporties and head in there. You won't find a better place to have a punt and a beer.
Just when you go there, leave earlier than I did. That's all I'll say.
Did you get lost?
I did get lost trying to get out of the place, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Anyway.
I'm really surprised that happened. But you'll be right. You've done it before.
Oh, I'm a seasoned campaigner. Let's move on now. Tex Walker's going to join us this morning.
Yep, Tex Walker will join us. We've got Pete Hellier. We've got Mick Malloy. We have got a massive
show. The Angels are going to come in a bit later on as well.
Beautiful.
So a massive morning coming up here.
When are you having a cat nap?
During this next song.
All right.
Waking up in a minute. How long is this? Mail the button pusher. How long does the song go?
You got 4 minutes.
Beautiful. Four minutes.
Massive.
You huge. Couldn't play like I don't know, Hey Jude or something for me.
Maybe Meatloaf or Evie 1, 2, 3.
Please, if you could. Wake me up in about 14 minutes.
I'll
thanks,
line
Mel.
Up. No worries.
Right. Good on you.
Triple M. The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Ah, 6:10, ruined it for breakfast on this Thursday morning. It is all thanks to Southern Volkswagen down there at Ranella.
Yes.
Hey, Roo, what's making news around the place?
Well, Rebel Wilson had a bit of a windfall yesterday. She got awarded $4.5 million in compensation. She was happy to settle for $200,000 before this even went to court, but they weren't keen to settle on that amount, so she followed through and she had a big win.
So 200 grand ended up with 4.5.
4.5 million. She says that she missed out on a couple of movie roles and a couple of other bits of work because the way they portrayed her to be a serial liar and bits and pieces. I haven't followed this too closely, but I mean, if they've done this purely to just degrade her unnecessarily, well, they've got what they deserve. I mean, why would you go and head down that track if it's not even true,
and ruin
someone's bloody life?
Yeah, just for the heck of it. Now,
the
is
heck
it
of
true
it
that
for
she's,
an article.
She's giving the money away as well.
Well, she did say beforehand that she was going to donate it to charities or scholarships in the Australian film industry.
Does that make her a rebel with a cause?
Rebel with a cause, yeah, exactly right. I wouldn't blame her if she kept half of it, to be honest. If she's missed out on bloody roles and gigs and stuff like that. And from what we hear that a lot of Australian actors don't make a lot of money, do they? We hear that a lot of them on the bones of their backside. So if I was you, Rebel, take half of it. And if you want to give away half, I think most people would totally understand. But
there was talk going around even about $7 million. But anyway, 4.5.
I think her lawyers went for 7 and got 4.5, I think something like that. So it's a big win for them. Might even be one of the bigger.
Good on you, Rebel.
It's Are You Okay Day today as well, Ditz.
And what does that mean?
That's timely with you.
The answer's no.
How are, what about in general, other than this morning?
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't make light of this.
No, we're not going to make light of it.
It is quite serious.
Are You Okay Day is just basically about everyone reaching out to your mates and friends and asking the question, how are you going? I think a lot of you know, in the past, it's too manly to do that. We don't talk about that sort of stuff. I mean, you have your best mates and you have your dad and your brothers and stuff like that. And most people are confident enough to be able to talk to your really close friends about it. But I think what today's all about is just extending out to a few more of your friends, I think, and just double checking. Don't take it for granted or don't assume that everyone is feeling okay, because I think a lot of people out there put on a brave front and they make out they're going okay, but inside they've got a lot of things going on or a lot of demons or whatever. So we don't need anyone being isolated or in a worse place than what they need to be. So I think today's just all about reaching out to people, especially if you've got a little bit of an inkling that they might be going through some tough times or had a bit of a rough patch.
Say if you've got a bit of an inkling, I think the most stunning thing often is the ones that you don't even think about.
Well, that's right.
Can I just quickly share a story with you? This goes back about 5 years ago, but we had a dinner party at our place, four couples. So there's eight of us sitting around the table, and one lady, one of our real, real close friends said, oh, I've been to see a doctor and I'm on medication, right? And we're all a bit shocked and said, oh, look, hope you're going well and rah, rah, I hope you're okay, as we're talking about. Do you know three others around the table went, oh, yeah, I do too. And so four out of the eight people sitting there who are great friends of ours all said, oh, actually, I've been on medication for a while just to help me along and rah, rah. My point being, you don't even know, and you don't know how prevalent this is, and it shocks you when you look at a real, real close friend that you didn't even realise was going through this sort of issue.
Well, we're all bloody busy, aren't we? We're all busy or all flat out if you got kids or you got work or you got whatever. And sometimes you just, you know, you haven't got time to do it. Well, today's about making time and checking on your mates. And that's what I think that's one of the great things about Australia and about living in a country town is you do that stuff. You do focus on looking after each other. So today, especially today with you, Dits, I'm going to check on you. Make sure you go out to a mate or anyone and just check if they are going okay.
No, good on you, Roo. Hey, listen, just to finish off this segment, what's making news? In the name of research, on this program a few days ago, we spoke about Hindley Street.
Oh, they're going to make it a one-way and
one-way
widen
street.
The footpaths and have outdoor dining and extra lighting. And
been thinking about this for the last few nights. I've been tossing and turning at night thinking, is this a good
you
idea?
You haven't been able to sleep that well.
Nah, nah. So I went down there last night. I thought, no, because you got to,
Hang on. We were at the Arca Bar last night.
No, after the Arca Bar. I thought, you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So,
what, did you go down the hill instead of up the hill?
I went the wrong way. When you came out of the Arca Bar.
You're supposed to go up Glen Osborne Road to the Adelaide Hills.
I said to the cab driver, turn right, left, go left, and we'll go that way first. And then, I should have turned right, but I turned left.
Kidnapped you. I went home. Who got you at the Arca Bar?
Jackson Tringo.
What? Where did you go?
No, because I got into
the top. One of those little swanky sort of bars in Hindley Street?
One of the upmarket bars. I said to him, we knew this story about Hindley Street, Jackson.
You didn't
I need
go to
know.
The Pony Club, did you?
I didn't. No. Don't be stupid.
No, I didn't think you
no,
would.
No, but I said to him, I need, look, don't ask too many questions. Right. I just said, I need to get to the bottom of this. And anyway, I can report this
bottom
morning, Roo, whether it should be one way or not. And I went down there, I surveyed a few people.
What, and you couldn't get out?
No. And it was an extensive survey.
Oh, no.
Spoke to a lot of people down there last night.
You
anyway,
go to one of those shish kebabs.
And I'm undecided. All right. So it might need a second visit.
What was the wine list like at this place?
Anyway, that's what's making news. That's what's making news.
Oh,
around
no.
The place.
We need to dig deeper. Oh.
Mel, push a button, please.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts in starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future. The Mentor with Mark Burris.
Listen now at podcast1.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
6:21, it's Roo and it's here. 12 degrees outside, Roo, 15 today in a shower or two.
Yeah,
I think
better.
It is getting warmer, though, in the next few days.
Yeah, so, it's going to be right over the weekend.
Something to look forward to.
17, 18, 19.
Hey, we've made a few big announcements in recent times, but I'm looking forward to this one, Roo.
Yeah.
Announcement right now.
Yeah, Monster Rock lineup comes to a day on the green, including Leakenfield Wines at McLaren Vale, Saturday, 17th of March. This is going to be a cracking show. Spider Bait, The Living End, Tumbleweed, is it Veruca Salt? It's going to be a massive, massive show.
The Phobes.
The Phobes.
Yeah.
Day on the Green. If you haven't been to one of these shows before, they're absolutely magnificent.
Mm.
Get a group of mates. Mate, turn it into a weekend if you want. Get a bit of bed and breakfast or go and stay at a pub or a caravan park. Or just get on a bus and head there on the same day. But it's an awesome thing to do with a group of friends.
All right,
sure.
So Saturday, March 17, this is happening. So plan for it now. Get your transport and your accommodation ready. This is a day on the green at Leakenfield Wines and the headline act, Living End. 6:26, Roo and Ditz for breakfast on this Thursday morning. Roo, a couple of very, very sad and tragic incidents in the last week or two here in Adelaide. One being the 13-year-old schoolgirl, Libby Bell,
mm-hmm.
who took her own life. And
terrible.
We read all about that. And it's sad for so many reasons. Not obviously, the saddest is that this young girl has taken her life, but just for the reasons why. And
why she'd think she'd need to do that.
Correct.
But why the even bullying happens to start with, I just don't get how this sort of stuff is happening at school.
And there was another incident as well where a 15-year-old girl was arrested for stabbing another girl in the schoolyard. All of this happening in little old Adelaide where you just don't expect these things to happen. And a good friend of ours, Peter Carey, is the CEO of Youth Opportunities. And what they do, Roo, is they actually go out to schools that might need a little bit of help in this area. And I thought it was a good opportunity to get Peter on and talk about the stuff that they can do. Super. Good morning.
Bits, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, thank you. Pete, tell us about Youth Opportunities.
Well, we've been basically running a program for 20 years, and it's all about building the well-being and resilience of the kids. And we use a number of different tools to achieve this. And it is a real concern. I read a report in the Advertiser recently where 70% of kids get bullied at least once a year.
70%?
70%. And 14% of kids get bullied once a week, which are incredible figures.
Yep.
And bullying takes a whole range of differences. There's verbal bullying, physical bullying, and obviously cyberbullying, which is the new one and causing a few issues as well. And what our program does, it's run once a week over 10 weeks, and it's all about building kids' wellbeing and resilience. And if there's one thing that I think is different from kids, perhaps when I was growing up, when you guys were growing up, the kids aren't as resilient as they used to be. So it's a matter of filtering these comments. And I'm sure, Ditch, you've been abused on the squash court. And I'm sure Roo's been abused on the footy field.
I think Ditch got abused a fair bit at the Arkabar last night, to be honest, mainly by Brian Taylor.
Yeah.
So it's all how you filter this. So if you've got a high degree of self-image and a high degree of self-confidence, you can filter these comments. But if you haven't got this resilience and this filter, those comments are really taken to heart, and they can have a severe impact on that kid's well-being.
Hey, why? Two questions here: Why are kids less resilient now than before? And second question: why are people bullying so much these days? Why do they feel the need to pick on other people these days?
Two very good questions. I think the kids grow up differently than perhaps we grew up. We grew up, kicking the footy in the backyard. The kids growing up now, a lot of kids are growing up on their iPads and not exposed to that interaction with other kids as much as they used to be. So certainly that's one reason. And why do kids bully? I honestly think, Roo, I'm not sure the percentage of bullying has actually increased. It's the kids' ability to handle that bullying that's the real problem. So with the resilience drop, any bullying, what is
plus
bullying?
The cyber
is bullying
stuff.
One comment in a schoolyard? And I'm sure that happened in your day, and you probably laughed it off. these days, if the kids aren't as resilient, they're taking those comments to heart. And that this whole lack of self-esteem and self-confidence, and there's more kids growing up in more difficult circumstances than when we grew up.
So there's
a whole range of issues out there that are causing this reduction in resilience.
Peter, am I right in saying that you'd like to get into more schools with youth opportunities?
Yeah, we're in 21 schools, and we'll put through over 600 kids through the program this year. We started a program in the southeast this year, which is fabulous.
Great.
Because I think most people are aware of some of the issues in the southeast. We're running programs at Millicent High School and Allendale East this year. We've also started a program at Mount Gambier High School and Grant High School. So fantastic that we're able to offer the kids a chance to improve their life in the southeast. So that's good news. And we're open to new schools as well.
Peter, I just want to finish by saying that, Roo, I went to Youth Opportunities Golf Day earlier this year and a young girl spoke. She was the guest speaker, Peter. I think she was probably about 15 or 16 years of age.
All 15 or 16. All right. They're year 10 kids that do our program.
And you were there, so you heard it. Roo, this young girl got up and basically Youth Opportunities turned her life around.
Mm.
She's the breadwinner in her family. Can you believe this? She goes to school
at 15
and then comes home and does a job outside of school.
Yep.
She's got siblings she has to look after because mum and dad, or dad, and she was proud of the fact, she said, dad just got out of jail and he's doing a lot better now. Like saying things like this, Roo, that you and I will never have to comprehend, I don't think. And Peter, it was very, very confronting, wasn't it? But she, you know, brilliant what your organisation can do with a girl like that and help her turn her life around.
Oh, absolutely, Dits, and there's a number of those sorts of cases, and it, the program is a personal leadership program, so it's trying to teach these kids the skills to make themselves successful despite their circumstances. So, and I must admit, I get a kick. We have a graduation ceremony at the end of each term, and I really get a kick out of watching these kids and the improvement they've made to their lives.
Well done, sir.
Brilliant. Well done, mate. You're a champion in every way. And if schools out there want to get involved, please contact Peter Carey at Youth Opportunities. Good on you, Super.
Thanks, boys. Come on, the pros.
Good on you.
Soup.
Yeah, you just dropped out there. Soup, Righto. Peter Carey, he's a champion. He really is.
Speaking of the Crows, Tex Walker will join us at 7 o'clock.
104.7 Triple M. Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Buy four, get more at Nexus Tyres today.
Selection day in the AFL, Roo. As we know, Adelaide have got the weekend off, but there's an open training session this morning at Football Park. It's from 9:30, so the club would love supporters to get along and cheer the boys on through training.
Yeah, get down there and say good day and have a look at how they're travelling. It is selection day, and they're saying that Daniel Menzel will definitely play for Geelong against Sydney on Friday night. This is a big game. He conceded that he might have done the wrong thing last week, Chris Scott, by not playing him in the forward line. So he's come out and admitted that. Buddy Franklin will shrug off a corky that he got. Kurt Tippett will be up for selection. I don't think he'll get a game, though, because all the tools played well last week. Will Haywood is a young South Australian who plays for Sydney. Got dropped after kicking three goals a week before.
Yeah.
He'll be close as well. We're talking about Stevie Johnson coming back in for GWS and maybe Devon Smith if his knee gets up okay. Jeremy Cameron is out and Mumford's out as well. So they're going to go a lot smaller, I think, GWS against the West Coast Eagles. Ryan Griffin could be the bolter as well after a solid display against Adelaide in the reserves. They had a bit of a trial, as we know, at Friday. Meanwhile, at the Eagles, Willie Rioli might get a gig, or Jackson Nelson, but they're a little bit funny about Nick Natanui and whether
would you play Natanui? We all know
he hasn't played a game.
I know.
You know, there's no way in the world I would play Nick Natanui.
Yeah.
Vardy and Petrie did a really good job last week.
Yep.
Really good job.
Yep.
Why would you risk Nick Natanui? If he comes in, he'd be right for about 5 minutes and then he'd be absolutely blowing the trees down if he's that far short of a run. So I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be just putting him out on the track and using him for inspiration out in the track and getting all the boys to train a bit harder. Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has confirmed that Jake Stringer is on the AFL trade table.
I've heard a few whispers about this story now. There's a bit more coming out as to why they're not too happy with Jake Stringer. And the whispers are that he might have been a bit of a bad influence on some of the younger players in the squad.
Well, we had Mark Stevens, Triple M's Mark Stevens, the news hound, the newsbreaker with us, and I said, why don't you dig a little bit deeper and find out why they would push out a bloke who made the All-Australian team 2 years ago. He's only 22. Yep. He's got plenty of tricks. He's an X factor. They're hard to find, those players. So why would the Western Bulldogs be pushing him out? There's got to be underlying reasons there. Use your brain and try and work that out.
Now, yesterday Jackson Trengove joined us here on The Breakfast Show, as he does. He's a regular.
Yep.
He turned up at our thing last night at the Arca Bar.
Mm-hmm. After his exit meeting.
We know that he had his exit meeting at 10 o'clock yesterday. Now, to be fair, we grilled him and we said, come on, Jackson, tell us. You know, tell the truth. What is happening?
Yep.
And look, to be fair, it probably wasn't the forum for him to speak out and say...
No, because it gets back.
It does. But let's hear from his captain, Travis Boak.
He's still been a great leader of this club. He's gone out and played some fantastic footy in their centre foul, and I couldn't be more proud of how he's handled everything. And this is footy now. Free agency comes around, and you know, he's got to look at what's best for his, for him and his family. You know, we, as a club, love Jacko, and Jacko absolutely loves the club. So, but he's got to do what's best for him now.
That just sounds a little bit to me like he's not there next year.
No, he's gone. There's no sure thing that he's gone, and I think everyone accepts it at Port. Everyone, Jackson accepts it.
I don't. I don't accept it.
No, but it's Jackson's decision too.
You think so?
He had a contract. He had a 3-year contract on the table that was, I know for a fact, was a pretty good size contract.
And he knocked it back?
He's knocked it back because he's not getting a game, and he's not seen as the future at that footy club. Port Adelaide have made it very clear they're going to go for kids. So,
all right.
Yeah.
But that does sound like he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah. No sure thing. Boakey also had a bit more to say about where Port are at.
You know, it's probably one of the worst results and worst losses I've ever been involved in. And in a final like that where, you know, we controlled the game for a lot of it, to go down an extra time after the siren is pretty hard to cop. So there will be a bit of burn there.
We had a couple of the other Port players there last night too. Powell Pepper, Jarman Impey, Paddy Ryder, Chad Wingard. All ripping fellas too, and they are shattered about what happened on the weekend. So let's hope they use that as motivation over the summer and get back and have a good year next year. GWS have locked away number one draft pick Lachie Whitfield for another 2 years, which is great news for them. There's also talk that Josh Kelly, the most wanted man in Australian football at the moment, is on the verge of re-signing with GWS. So they might keep a couple of their guns.
And Adelaide United won 3-0 last night over Heidelberg. Young Nikola Melusnik scored all three.
Beautiful.
Great stuff. Hey, that is our look at sport, thanks to Maxxis Tyres. 6:47, ruined it's thanks to Southern Volkswagen at Ranella. 12 degrees at the moment. It'll be 15 today, maybe the odd shower. Roo, there's been a stabbing in the Adelaide Hills. Let's go to Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Amanda Backman. Amanda, good morning. What can you tell us? What's happened and where did it happen?
Well, it happened at Tunkillo, which is a really little town in the Adelaide Hills. Probably the closest town you'd know is Birdswood, which is around 14 k's away. Police were called there last night about 10:30 after reports there'd been a serious assault. And when they got there, they found a man who had stab wounds and he was lying unconscious in the driveway of a home. They did try to resuscitate him, but sadly, he couldn't be saved and he died there. He is a 51-year-old Tunkillo man. At the scene, police arrested a 52-year-old man who's also from Tunkillo. Police say that they were actually known to each other, but we don't know what their relationship actually was. So at the moment, police are still on scene. There are detectives from Murray Bridge. There are major crime detectives and also forensics still there. So they're continuing to gather evidence and to continue to investigate. And the guy who was arrested has been charged with murder. So he is due to appear in the Murray Bridge Magistrates Court today at some stage.
Were they known to police at all, these guys, or not at all?
That I couldn't tell you. We still haven't got too many more details through. That may come out as the day unfolds, though.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Amanda, Channel 7 Sunrise reporter. You might have driven through Tunkillo because you go to the river a lot. I certainly have. You go through there on the way to the river. It's a tiny place, and I get the feeling everyone there knows each other.
On the Mount Pleasant Road through that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So very, very tight community, I would have thought.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
And one of those small towns with one pub and there's not much else there. So, as I said, I reckon any of the farmers, anyone in that area. They all know each other, so it'd rip a community apart.
Yeah,
so,
sad news.
Yeah, very, very sad. In a moment, we're going to relive. Are they highlights or lowlights of last
night?
Pretty high. A few highlights from last night at the Arkabar. 6:56, Roo and Ditz for breakfast here on Triple M. Roo, we had a great night down at the Arkabar last night, and thanks to Alice the Wag, who put it all together, did a great job. Vinny, who we work with here, Vinny Shannon,
Lee.
And Lee, everyone who helped us put it together. And in the end, there were that many superstars down there. Would you believe we had Sam Newman down there last night? Have a listen
to
this.
So we pulled over to one of the side streets, we got in the back seat, all the gear off, going absolutely hammer and tongs. And the cops have pulled over and said, down with the window, so I put the window down. And he said, can I see your driver's license, please, sir? Hand in the driver's license. He went back to his car and he came back some 3 to 5 minutes later and he said, Sam, I'm going to have to issue you with a $300 fine and 3 demerit points. And I said, what on earth for, sir? I'm just having a crack at this rare beauty in the back seat. He said, now, Sam, you were doing 69 in a 60 zone, so I couldn't disagree with the great man.
There you go. So there was Sam Newman. He rolled up last night. Bruce McAvaney rolled up as well.
Thanks very much for that.
Oh, Dennis Cometti actually rolled up.
Thanks very much for that, Sam. Outstanding to be here tonight in front of this centimetre-perfect crowd.
The overwhelming dominance of the world's premier equine superstar. Unparalleled in any sport ever known. Black Caviar.
Don't you love how everything I do in commentary at the moment has a question mark at the end of it, doesn't it? Gee's been good tonight, hasn't he? You'll just get the feeling you'll kick this one, don't you?
That was Bruce.
There you go. So that was Andrew Starton. Seriously, he is brilliant.
Yep.
And I would urge any football club, any organisation out there, if you're having a sportsman's night, he does all the great voices. He's too good.
Brilliant.
And what about our man Gleeso just getting us into the finals mood with his footy songs last night? This bloke can sing anything.
Well, you work to make a living, when the weekend comes a time, you can do whatever turns you on, go out and clear your mind. Me, I like football, there's a lot of things around, but if you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Roo wants to play.
Oh.
Hey, everyone, up there, cause they live in there at fight. Show 'em your might, what? Up there, cause they don't let them in. Fly like an angel, you're out there to win.
There you go. So what a great night at the Arkabar last night. Down at Sporties as well, we had a few beers there, the Adelaide's best sports bar.
Yeah, thanks to Brian Taylor for coming over and Andrew Starton, as you said. Jars and Louis bobbed along. We had Tex, we had Jackson Tringo, we had Gavin Wanganeen, we had Tony Modra. It was a great cast. So that was one night in September. Thanks to all our listeners for coming along as well, Dits. We had about 300 of them there.
Brilliant.
So a great night. Pressure test is up now. Give us a buzz. 1-333-53 for your chance to win $1,000. Then Tex Walker will join us.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point. Pressure point.
Ruin Dits. $1,000 pressure test.
Oh, time for the pressure test, ladies and gentlemen. We're just a bit off mic there. We're Tex Walker's just come in and joined us. Let's go to Happy Valley. G'day, Dale.
G'day, how you going, Bruce?
Yeah, very good, Dale. You up and about today?
Oh, yeah, getting there.
Yeah, what do you got? What are you doing today?
I'm on site at the moment, waiting for the boys to arrive.
On site?
Put some gas mains in and whatnot.
Putting gas meters?
Gas meters.
Gas mains, yeah.
Gas mains. Okay, very important. Righto. Connect all of us up. That's good. Righto, Dale. Are you ready to win $1,000?
I'll do my best.
All right, listen to Dits.
Righto, Dale. Now, are you a bit of a romantic? Have you got a wife, a partner? What have you got?
Oh, yeah, I'm married, but I wouldn't call myself a romantic.
Oh, gee, righto.
Come on, mate.
What's your wife's name, Dale?
Katie.
Oh, good morning, Katie.
No, Katie, with a T. It's a strange name, but yeah.
A what? What is it?
Tatey.
Oh, Tatey.
Tatey.
Tatey. Is her name like Tatum O'Neill or something like that? Is it Tatum?
Yeah, that's Irish.
So, okay, yeah. Good. All right. Okay. Anyway, enough of this banter. Let's get you $1,000. Yeah. In 30 seconds, name 10 jewellery items.
Necklace, bracelet, earring, ring, toe ring, eyebrow ring, lip ring, anklet. I don't know. It's a tough one. Have I said necklace?
Yeah.
I'm cooked.
Oh, you're pretty well. Let's go to the adjudicator.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Well done, Dale.
Righto. Dale, no, stay on the line. Alice the Wag will sort you out with tickets to go and see the Angels live down at Thebe Theatre. This is happening on Friday, 13th of October. Tickets from ticketmaster.com.au.
Friday the 13th. Look out with Gleeson.
Now, Roo, it's funny, it's ironic that just before 7 o'clock we took phone calls on the best pranks you've ever played. Texan.
Yeah,
he's joined us now, and he's got me again. I'll tell you how in just a moment. Ruined it for breakfast.
104.7 Triple M.
Ruined it for breakfast.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, Tex, good morning. You are a nasty pastor, you are.
Why?
I've had a bad week. I'm down.
What's the matter, mate?
So, Tex has walked in this morning, Roo, with envelopes at each of us saying, basically, and I thought, oh, what a lovely lad.
Mm.
Thank you card, saying thank you for letting me be a part of Triple M Breakfast this year. I thought, how nice.
Yeah, it is.
And I opened my card up, and there are instant scratches for both of us.
Yeah, and we're sponsored by them at the moment as well.
Well, what do you know, Roo? Surprise, surprise, I've won $25,000.
Yes, hey.
And as you do, I've gone, bloody hell, and I thought I'd keep it to myself over here in the corner. I'm reading in the back, and it says, winning tickets of $10,000 or more, you can get your claim form supplied by Santa Claus.
Yeah!
And all winning tickets must be validated by the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
You absolute dickhead.
Hey, 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 hey.
Come on.
We're trying to have a bit of fun.
You can't do that to me at 7:15 in the morning.
I thought that's when you might have been most vulnerable.
What about when we'd agreed to share it and as soon as you found that, you started walking out the door, you were off. You were going to do a runner.
It was down to the
lotto. Bloody hell. Hey. Unbelievable.
You are terrible.
Gee, sorry, mate.
I hope you do win on the real ones.
Yeah, we'll share it. Yeah, of course.
Is there any chance you're actually going to get Tex back one day? Or are you just going to keep getting stitched up? I hope you haven't been like this your whole life.
No, I'm not saying anything. No.
You've been talking about getting him back for a very long time.
Just let it go. Can't seem to be able to do it at the moment. Let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah.
Mm.
You better sleep with one eye open, that's all I'll say.
Look forward to it. It was a good night last night, Ditch.
Yeah, down at the Arca Bar. Thanks for coming down.
It was a good night, BT, and good to have Mods down there.
Yeah, yep. Now, open training session this morning.
Yeah.
So how hard will you train sort of today and over the next few days? Because you won't have played a game of footy. When your prelim comes around, you won't have played a game for a long time.
Yeah, today will be pretty solid, but not too silly. And then on Saturday, we'll have a bit of match simulation and probably have 220s or something like that. I'm not too sure what the club have organised.
Match simulation?
No, it won't be internal. It'll just pretty much be a bit of a hit out because you want to do a little bit, but you don't want to do too much. And then we'll watch Friday night in anticipation to see who we'll play next week.
I was just going to ask that. How do you watch the Cats in Sydney? Are you going to get together and watch it, or are you just going to watch it normally like any other normal weekend, or have you thought about that?
I reckon we'll just watch it sort of by yourselves, or if boys get together, they will. But, yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in to have a look.
Yeah, who do you think's going to win that one, Cats in Sydney?
Yeah, it'll be a great game at the G.
Can the Cats turn it around? Because on last week's form, they're no hope. Can they turn it around?
I think they can. Richmond, their pressure was outstanding last week, and that's probably what beat Geelong. But I think Geelong are a quality side, so they can definitely turn it around. And Sydney are in great form. They've been in good form probably since round six. So.
Very proud club, the Cats, aren't they? With a performance like that, you just imagine all of them absolutely filthy. Mm. Especially someone like Joel Selwood didn't have a good game coming back from that ankle. You'd expect him to be able to play a lot better.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. What did we miss? 4 or 5 weeks, Dits?
Roughly. About a month.
So, yeah, a month out of footy. Even I had the week off against West Coast and I was playing the first quarter. I thought, Jesus Christ, I haven't played for
three or four weeks.
So I can imagine what Seld would be feeling like.
Yeah.
All right, good on you. Text more with the big texting in just a moment. Oh, you know what, Roo? I've won a Lamborghini as well now. I'm just scratching
out. You look good in that, Dits. Hey, I just got a text message from one of Tex's mates and... Morgo, and he said, I live with this bloke for a very long time and it's very hard to get the Texan back, Dit. So you're going to have to go to another level, mate. You're going to have to go to another level. All right?
Yep.
If you need me in.
Fire with fire. Don't
you
get involved.
No, I'm not involved.
Don't put your hand up to get involved.
Get Yenchi to help because Yenchi has.
Righto. My fellow Harndorf resident. All right, more with Tex Walker in just a moment. Roo and Dit's on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. Tex! On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Now, Tex, well done on the Captain's Award too. Quite seriously, I said to Roo when it was announced the other day, when your peers vote for you, that's a good award for me. We all admire and respect the Brownlow, but when the players around you, your opposition, say, I reckon this bloke's the best captain, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. Very humbling and great experience. And it's probably like best team man when you're sort of in the footy world.
Like a club level one.
Club level, yeah. Best team man. So I definitely... was pretty chuffed when I found out that I won it this year.
And that's the second time, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, good on you.
Roo's won it, two or three times?
You have to be pretty good to win that. I'm
going to
vomit. And congratulations on being on first dates as well, Tex.
Oh, yeah, I've had that sent through to me.
What about that? Dits, you got the photo of that.
It had a bit of me and Dits about it.
That did have a little bit.
I had the head and then Dits, you had the belly.
Couple of chins.
More chins than
a
Chinese phone book.
A few people were saying,
geez, look like you've had a good time up the Gold Coast.
Now, how did the Gold Coast go? Because some people have questioned it, obviously, but you blokes thought it was a good idea to get away as a team. So how did it go? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good fun. Obviously, we pretty much just picked up our base and went up to Queensland.
The whole list went, didn't it?
Whole list, yeah.
Coaches, fitness coaches.
It was a good idea. Obviously, we decided as a footy club, it'd be best probably for a couple of reasons to get away and get a bit of warm weather. And also, it's getting pretty exciting here in Adelaide. So it was a bit of R&R for us. But we pretty much did the whole program that we would have done here if we were here.
Yeah, right. Where did you train up there?
Broadbeach up there.
Oh, a bit of sun on your back's a great idea in the middle of the winter. But Dits, you look on top of your game. You've been since we come back from Darwin, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we've gone to another level.
I agree. Get a tan up.
You had a good tan when you come back.
Yeah,
you were glowing. It was good.
The only time I get a tan is when all the freckles join up.
Like a dot painting.
That's it. Hey, Tex, well done, mate. Enjoy the next few days. I know you've still got to work hard, but it's kind of having a little bit of a rest before the big prelim final. How exciting. So Adelaide Oval again becomes the cauldron. It'll be brilliant.
It's going to be good fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Good on you, Tex. Well done on the award for being the best captain.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for my scratchy for my 25 grand.
Really share that around.
Yeah.
Collect that from the Tooth Fairy Ditch, you'll be laughing.
And Santa Claus, I've got to go and see, apparently.
You've got a busy day.
I have. Thanks, Tex.
Thanks, Ditch.
Good on you, mate.
You want me to joke?
Hang on, please. What was I thinking?
Gee whiz.
I had a bit of a fancy dress-up party again.
Yeah.
And my mate turned up when I opened the door, and I couldn't believe it. He was standing there naked, piggybacking a chick.
Yeah.
And I was shy. I said, mate, what are you doing? It's fancy dress. He said, yeah, I know, but... I said to him, you don't have any clothes on, let alone a costume. He said, yes, I've dressed up. I've dressed up as a turtle.
Yeah.
This is Michelle.
You're kidding. This is Michelle. Get on your text.
Thanks, guys.
10 trips, 10 days, one band. The Foo Fighters, live in California.
Hello, Dave Rolf.
Woohoo! Really? Yes!
Tickets to Cal Jam. You can have them.
Awesome! Cannot wait!
Get
QMA on a plane to CalJam 17 in California to see the Foo Fighters playing songs off the brand new album Concrete and Gold featuring Run and The Sky Is the Neighbourhood at Friday, September 15. Listen tomorrow at 9:30, 11:30 and 1:30 on Triple M.
History made at the MCG.
Last man standing.
Triple M's Last Fan Standing Bus.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialists for the footy finals.
Oh, this is a massive prize with Triple M here. We're giving you and a mate a chance to get to the Toyota AFL Grand Final experience, the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final experience. I think I'm still a bit tired from last night here. We're going to have a bus full of Triple M finalists heading to Melbourne for the Last Fan Standing Bus. And along the way, they will be given temptations and challenges resulting in them being kicked off the bus all along the way. Could be in the Adelaide Hills, could be at Glen Osmond Road, could be Ballarat, who knows? But it's going to be a lot of fun. The last person on the bus with their mate will be crowned the winner and get the grand prize of going to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final, which will be absolutely sensational. Could be the Tigers in there for the first time for years. Could be the Crows. Could be Sydney. Could be West Coast. Who knows? We won't have to wait too long to find out. Enter right now, though. This is what you have to do. You have to go to triplem.com.au and register. As I said, there'll be a bus full of Triple M listeners going on the way to Adelaide, to Melbourne. All thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialist for footy finals.
Triple M Breakfast with Mark Ricciuto and Chris Tittmar.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M with Roo and Ditz on this Thursday morning. Roo, as you know, well, you do know because you set it up, but played a terrible prank on me earlier in the week.
Oh, I thought it was called for, though, Ditz. So I think, you know, you were down in the dumps and it was starting to affect the quality of our show and the quality of our friendship and the vibe around this office was at an all-time low.
Sorry.
So I said, stuff this.
Righto.
You know, enough's enough. We got the head of Melbourne football to ring up and make out that you were a hell of a lot worse than you thought you were on the call.
But I was in trouble.
In the Crows West Coast
basically
game.
Basically, may never call football again.
May never call. We have to think of our options going forward. Yeah. And, you know, you might need to have a look in the mirror and
stop
blah,
wearing
blah,
your
blah,
heart
blah,
on your sleeve when Port aren't winning. All that sort of stuff. So it got me a beauty.
Got
and,
you a beauty.
And absolutely did get me. I was very, very worried. And it got us thinking, Roo, about the great pranks that people play on each other. Now, Tex Walker, our very own Tex, is good at this sort of stuff.
Well, we just heard from him earlier. And he's denying he had anything to do with this, as most pranksters do. But a very big truck with a tipper on it, so you can lift up and dump a heap of things like wood. he organised to dump a hell of a lot of that in Matty Yench's driveway. And
big pile.
Big pile. Couldn't move his car out, in fact. And unfortunately, Matty Yench did his knee that weekend afterwards, so I think that's why Tex is saying he had nothing to do with it. I might have seen footage of the truck actually dumping it in the driveway.
You might have.
Somehow. So
the other one he did, he organised for another teammate to have a garage sale one morning. He put his name and not his name, sorry, put his number and his address in the paper.
Yeah, garage sale. 6 o'clock this Saturday.
Started rolling
get
up.
Get in early. Great stuff to give away.
And then I think someone got text back, which I love, at training one day on Max Bashy Reserve, and a tow truck rolled up and towed Texas car away whilst they're out on the track. And he could see it, and so could the whole
team.
Put
it over in West Lakes, didn't they?
So they are pranksters, the boys.
Yeah.
But it got us thinking, best prank you've pulled.
Yeah, give us a call.
What's happened to you?
Give
something
us a call.
Something played on you.
1-3-3-5-3. Ring in. Tell us your best pranks. Tell them if you've been done or you've set someone up.
Are you the pranker or the prankee?
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. We've got 4 tickets to the SANFL preliminary final this weekend. So give us a buzz. 1-3-3-5-3. Oh, we're taking calls on the best pranks you've pulled off with your mate or if you've been at the butt of one of those jokes. Let's go to Blakeview. G'day, Hayley.
Hi guys, how you going?
Good, Hayley.
Thanks,
what happened to you?
It's actually not me. I was the prankster. My little brother was, he's 5 years younger than me, and he was about 12 or 13 at the time that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie came out in 2003 or 2004.
Oh, what did you do?
he had his mate staying over one night, and took Dad's chainsaw out the back shed, and at the little part of the film where Leatherface jumps out, I started the chainsaw up outside the lounge room window.
Oh, Hayley!
You terrible big sister. Now, what sort of reaction did you get?
Plenty of screams inside the lounge room.
Oh, mate, I bet his mate never come over for a sleepover again.
No, I never saw them again after that.
Hayley, that's the sort of gold we're after. Righto. We'll take more calls after the break. 1-3-3-5-3.
7:53, Ruined. It's the great pranks that you've played on people or that have been played on you.
Yeah, like starting a chainsaw outside the lounge room window.
And like text coming in this morning and giving me a card with a scratchy in it.
Mm.
Oh, you've won $25,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collected at your mama's house.
Yeah, well, no, I had to collect it from the tooth fairy. I read the small print on the back.
She doesn't carry that much money around, does she, the tooth fairy? Let's go to Prospect. Who have we got there? Is it Vortec?
Vortec, yeah. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's your prank?
So years ago, when I first came to Australia from Poland, my old man had a birthday party. We had about 20 people over.
Yep.
And he was too busy carrying on, so he said, you know, would you mind running down the numbers, with the crossover numbers? I said, yeah, no worries.
Yep.
I already knew the numbers that that he had picked because he had the same numbers for years.
Yeah.
So I wrote them down. Then he came into the living room and he said, have you got the numbers? I said, yeah, here you go. I just made it out as if it's no big deal. I kept watching TV. All of a sudden, I hear him yelling, screaming, carrying on. Oh, he's losing it.
Oh.
All his friends are saying, what's going on? He goes, I've won the cross lotto, 20 million.
Oh, 20 million?
So, you can't do that.
So this guy is losing it. He says, bottles of wine come out, the beef come out, everything is gone nuts. He's calling Poland, telling our uncles and aunties that Steve was going to be sending money over.
Oh!
And, I kept finding it funny, so I just kept going along with it.
Mm.
In the morning, I had to tell him.
In the morning? You let him sleep on it?
Well, he didn't sleep because he kept going the whole night.
So he had a hangover and an empty bank account the next day.
Vortec. Yeah, that's Vortec. Cruel. That is cruel.
What did he do when you told him he lost it?
Oh, he absolutely lost it. Like, he nearly came out swinging. He was that upset. Mum stopped him. But, yeah. But then he had to make all the phone calls the next day to Poland saying, no, there's no money coming
Good on you, Vortec. See, they play hard in Poland, Ruth.
Oh, do they ever. Let's go to Edwardstown. G'day, Jerome.
Hey, Ruth, how are you, mate?
Very, very well, mate. Have you been stitched or you stitched someone else?
I stitched up an old boss. I worked at a place for a long time and I ended up, after 20 years, I ended up being a disgruntled employee and I fixed up my old boss, Jim. First game of at the Adelaide Oval, the very first showdown was sold out, of course.
Yep.
And he had tickets on Gumtree and his phone was ringing off the hook.
Well, you put his tickets on there.
Yeah, just falsely put his number and advertised tickets. And I knew he's not a very tech-savvy fella, so he couldn't exactly just ring up or text through or email to stop the ad, and his phone just rang off the hook all morning. had people on the inside telling me about it. It was gold, mate.
Got your old boss back. Well done. Let's go to Somerton Park. G'day, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Dave. What's happened with you?
So I had a group of students who were pretty keen to watch a race in the first Tuesday in November.
Yeah. Melbourne Cup.
Yep. And I had downloaded the previous year's race. And I'd set them up and I told them that I'd put $100 on the horse I knew was going to win. And at the right time, I hit play and it played through. And they were pretty excited. They worked out how much I'd won. And fantastic.
Well, they were too inexperienced to know that it was last year's horses, did they? Were they?
Yeah, they had no idea who was racing in the race.
Well done, David. Let's go to Parry Lauer. G'day, Pete.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
Back in the mid-80s, one of my mates bought an SLR 5000.
And beautiful.
He with that, so
Tirana.
He was bringing it around to sell us, you know, because me being a Ford man. So he bring it around in front of the house, and when he went inside, we just jacked it up so the back wheels were just off the ground, like just a few mil.
Yep.
Anyway, when he got back in his car to start it and drive off, it wouldn't go anywhere, would it?
No.
He thought he bought a dud. he put it into gear and he's revving the shit out of it and it's not going nowhere.
Oh, mate. Good stuff. Well done, mate. Hope you still got that. That'd be worth a fortune now, the old Tiranas. Let's go to Windvale. G'day, Adam.
Rude Jets, how you going, guys?
Very good, Adam.
Great night last night, too. Went there with my son.
Oh, good on, stuff. Adam. You had a good night?
Yeah, no, I had a ball. Excellent night. It was great.
Excellent. Glad to hear.
Yeah, we had a few years ago when the Crows first started up, you go down to West Lakes for a game and people would have parking for $5 in their front yards.
Yep.
And we're cruising around, couldn't get a park, and we've seen some council guys with the high-vis shirts on.
Mm.
They'd open up the parklands to everybody.
Yep.
So they're charging $5 per car, so everyone's parking their cars in the parklands.
Mm.
Anyway, when the game started, these guys shot off, and we all ended up with parking tickets.
Oh.
Just a couple of blokes had just taken it off. It was brilliant.
No. That is a good scam. Well done to those people. Oh, yeah. No.
Good on you, Adam. Yeah. Hey, Rue, I wonder how often this has happened over the years. The old twins. Ryan has tweeted in and said that at school he went to his twin brother's PE class because his brother was away sick instead of going to maths. Yeah, I reckon the old twins, they would have done heaps of that sort of stuff.
That could be a good TV show, I reckon, the things that twins have got up to. We've all know a few stories about probably twins we know, but let's give a prize out to that last call. I think Adam from Windvale, that was very good, stitched up with the Parklands. He got four tickets to the SNFL prelim final this weekend, Adam, so congratulations for that.
Now, if you know your music, now's the time to ring. You could win $1,500 with Money Money Music, 133353.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southern Volkswagen.
Main South Road, Ranella.
They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Pay me my money.
Triple M.
Money, money, music.
Money, money, music.
Thanks to Instant Scratch It's Instant Millionaires Club Ticket.
You could be one scratch away from becoming a millionaire.
Entrance must be 18 or over.
Gamble responsibly.
Oh, the songs were pretty hard yesterday. I wonder what they're like today. Yeah. Can we give away $1,500?
I hope so, Dits. Let's go to Royal Park. G'day, Nikita. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, very well. You're looking forward to winning a bit of cash?
Oh, hopefully.
Now, Nikita, is it pouring down your way? We're just looking out the window here across the western suburbs. It is grey and wet.
Not too much rain at the moment. It's just stopped, actually.
Okay, good.
Righto. Now, do you like your music, Nikita?
Yes.
All right, let's try and win you some money. You go first, Rue. This is for $100.
Yep, so we'll read out a line. You've got to give us the next lyrics to win. Here we go.
Yep.
She's got a smile, it seems to me. It reminds me of childhood memories. Reminds me of childhood memories. Where everything...
Did she just get in? I reckon she did.
No.
Oh, the adjudicator's giving her the bullet.
Him. You can't bend him that much.
Sorry, Nikita.
Sorry.
That's all right.
All right.
Now, what have we got for Nikita?
We've got a little consolation prize there, Dits.
We have, in fact, Instant Scratch. It's Instant Millionaires Club Ticket. You could be one scratch away from being a millionaire, Nikita. Entrance must be over 18. Gamble responsibly.
You were one scratch away today,
Don't
Dits.
Get your tickets from Tex Walker, though. He gave me one this morning, and I won 25 grand.
Collect from the Tooth Fairy.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right, that's how we do it. It's that easy. You've got to give us the next lyric, so we'll do it again tomorrow.
Pete Hellier, up next.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. This man joins us every week. We have a good laugh. It's Pete Hellier from Channel 10's The Project. How are you, Pete?
I'm good. It's morning, Roo. I've been listening. I'm not sure if it's just me, but you sound a bit dusty this morning.
I'll just jump in here, Pete, right now.
Line.
When you just said that, he is having a glass of Barocca as we speak.
You know what that means, Pete? I can't wee in the pool today.
I once to get to the project. I think it was the night after the Logies. Actually, had so much Barocca. Seriously, you could have seen my pee from outer space. It was high vis. It really was. Were you celebrating you guys going number one?
Even though it was 3 weeks ago.
Or were you commiserating the port result? What was it?
A bit of both. As you know, Pete, when you get home to the wife at 3 a.m, I need several reasons. I need a few excuses.
I did want to ask. Were you at the game? That's all you're watching on TV.
I was calling it. Try commentating.
Oh, you're calling. Well, it's probably a good thing that you were, because I was watching it, and I tell you what, the little shitty grin that Mark Ricciuto had reporting Foxwood, it was just, you wouldn't have enjoyed it. I'm not sure if it's been played back to you, but he tried to remain professional, but he just couldn't.
That is totally unfair, Pete. That is totally unfair. Do you think I'm the sort of bloke that would take any joy out of Port getting rolled in a kick after the siren in extra time? Are you serious?
No, you put it like that, and I take it all back, Roo. Of course you wouldn't.
There would not be a handful of Crows fans in this whole state that enjoyed that at all, pig's ass.
Yeah, no, I feel the hurt coming from the side of the border.
What else is happening, Pete?
I imagine this is happening in South Australia, but it's spring arriving. It's magpie swooping season.
Oh, no, yes.
You don't think much about it until you actually got swooped. And I got swooped yesterday. Oh. I was going to take the dog for a walk, got swooped. And, you know, the thing that annoys me is, like, I'm 40 metres past, like, its tree. I know where its tree is, and I'm, like, 40 metres past that. All right, with the dog, walking at a reasonably brisk pace. I'm not looking, and I know what it's trying to do. It's protecting its baby. Mm. That's fair enough. It's noble. But I'm not after your baby, mate. I've got no interest in your baby.
Exactly.
Like, I'm 40 metres past, and I've just had a vasectomy. I've got three kids of mine. The last thing I want to do is raise a baby magpie.
Climb a tree and get a baby magpie.
And yet the second thought I had a little bit, I've got to say, and this, I very rarely think this, you know, like, I know I've got a little bit of profile and all that, but I very rarely, you know, pull the old, do you know who I am card. But as part of me with the magpie, I thought, you know who I am? Yeah. I'm Strawny.
Yeah. Like,
I shouldn't need to.
We're on the same side.
We're on the same side. And it did get me thinking, I'm not sure how you'd implement this, but maybe there should be some kind of protection from the mascot of your team should get protection from. So Crows fans, protect it from Crows. Yeah. Magpie fans, protect it from Magpies. Power fans get, they're immune from electricity blackouts. Essendon fans are immune from, you know, North Korean hijinks.
Yeah, bombers.
bombers. And it goes across the coast, the Cronulla Sharks, immune from Sharks, Melbourne Storm, inclement weather. Newcastle Knights is a tougher one. Maybe they get good service at medieval restaurants. But it is an idea that I think we should be thinking about.
Yeah, it could happen.
Nah, it'll
you know,
take
Kane
off.
Corns got bitten on the ear the other day, Pete. He was going for a run on the magpie. Launched at his ear and actually drew a fair bit of blood.
Oh, well, I mean, some people just deserve it.
Yeah. there weren't too many unhappy people about it. But, nah, you're a good fella, Kane. Good lad.
He's a ripping bloke.
Nah, I'm surprised the magpie got you. I thought you'd be so agile, Pete.
Well, but this is the thing. It knows I'm agile, so it comes from behind. It's like a ninja. Yeah. It's like a ninja in the sky.
Yeah, I think it needs strong
wig like on. Every other Collingwood player does, yeah. Hey, Pete, we've got to move on. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. And, watch those magpies.
Absolutely. Cheers, guys.
See you, Pete.
Pete Hellier from The Project on Channel 10.
Just a reminder to get to triplem.com.au if you want to be part of Last Fan Standing Bus. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. The winner of this award is going to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final. We're going to have a busload of Triple M people. They're going to be on there with a mate. They're going to get challenges along the way. They're going to face temptations as well, resulting, if you get it wrong, in being kicked off the bus anywhere between Adelaide and Melbourne. You could be right up Ship's Creek in the middle of nowhere. Who knows? But it's going to be absolutely fun along the way. The winner will get to go to the MCG to see the Toyota AFL Grand Final. So go to triplem.com.au right now and register. And this is all thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialist for footy finals.
Hey, good on your route now. We don't normally do these, but this one's a little bit special. We want to say a very good morning to Arnie Edna. Edna Sims turns 105 today. Now, she's outlived all her siblings, as you'd expect, and just about everyone else around her. 10 years ago, she moved in with her daughter after living in her own home independently, up until 95.
Good on you, Edna.
She's been a Port fan forever. She's grown up in the Port Adelaide, the Largs Bay area. She loves the power. So, Edna, well done, 105, and Roo listens to Triple M.
Good on you, Edna.
Well done, Edna. Have a great day today.
We should get her on for the Angels.
105. Well, she could do it.
She
teaches
could tell
a thing
a few
or two.
Years.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Gee whiz.
Angels coming up next.
104.7 Triple M.
8:25. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen. Not far away from Mick Malloy joining us.
104.7 Triple M. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really. But we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruined its angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ru and Dits.
Oh, I feel you're not committed this morning, Catherine. You're just staring.
Come on, I was just in a daydream. I could see sun in the horizon, yeah, so I thought the weather's clearing.
Batesy, good morning.
Morning.
First boyfriend was called Big. no, we just like our listeners to know a bit about you.
That's important.
Catherine, married to the richest man in the world now, Ru, not just the
world. It's gone up.
And Alice the Wag, still the two-time McGarry medalist. Didn't win the medal this week, Joel.
But two-time R.O. Sherman medalist Sherman. Now too.
Sherman. Get it right.
What's that?
The Bob Sherman medal.
Yeah, what is
it?
The coaches vote on it.
Yeah, the coaches votes.
Really?
Yeah, he won that.
So well done, Joel.
Thanks for watching, Ru.
Righto, first up, Angels, I've got a letter from Jenny from Parafield Gardens.
Trying to find my seven mateys on the
TV. Righto, Jenny from Parafield Gardens, here's my letter. And I'll try and abbreviate it. Basically saying that had a dinner party and she's pregnant and her closest friend is pregnant and they're at the dinner party talking about baby names. And she says, my favourite absolute baby name is X.
X.
Her best friend has stolen the name. She's had the baby first.
You can't. That's
terrible.
She's had the baby first and has used the name.
Oh, no.
That is terrible.
Now, Catherine, I'll go to you first because you've had a couple of children.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
It's just, you couldn't even look that person in the eye. You just don't tell anyone your
name. Does that end your friendship, though?
Absolutely, it would.
Does.
Because the name of the child is, you know, it's like a dream. You dream of marrying, you know, that person or you dream of that job. Absolutely not. No, so, you know, if someone takes your name, your baby names are so precious to you. You know, your children, you've had kids, your children are so precious to you. So their names are their personality. So someone taking your name, no, absolutely not. But rule is you don't tell anyone your names until, like me, too old to have kids. Well, not really, but even now, I wouldn't tell. I've got one good name left.
Right.
I would tell my kids so they use that name.
It's not bad luck to tell people before you have them, is it? Or not? Is that just?
Well, I just think that then if someone steals your name,
yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like I think keep your name to your chest. That's half the excitement. You know, what did you call it?
Yep, Batesy. Does this end the friendship?
I don't know if I would cut ties with someone, but I would definitely be pissed.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
You'd be annoyed.
Very angry.
Too much in the swede, yeah.
Sorry, guys. No, yeah. I would be very angry. And I don't know if I'd even be able to, especially while I was pregnant and hormonal and like full of fluid. I don't know if I could even deal with them until after. Trust me, I'll get fluid. But I don't know if I'd be able to deal with it till after and I've calmed down and I've chosen another name and then I'm more relaxed.
You know what? Actually, can I just cut in? If it's a common name, Will for a boy, Max, you know, you kind of understand. But if it's like a, you know,
you call your dog Rocco. Max, don't you?
If it's
Max,
unique.
My dad's Max.
Oh, sorry.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if
it's like a name that you've dreamed up, and I think a lot of particularly women, they do a lot of research on names.
Yeah.
You do.
What sort of research do you do? You go through Women's Day?
You've got to get international, you know, the Royal magazines.
All right. Alice the Wag. Does it end the friendship?
I think you'd slap her.
I don't know if it
would end the full friendship, but you'd be pretty angry for a pretty long time.
Mm.
I've already chosen, like, if I have a girl and boy, I already know names and middle names, but I haven't even told Joel.
Middle names?
Yeah. I've got it all set, but, like, I just...
But you're not ready to have kids or anything?
No. But when we have them, it'll be spontaneous. I've had this idea. And then it's more likely to get allowed.
So. Not thinking about getting married or anything.
No.
I'm not ready to get
every
married.
Every girl has a list, though. Even single, you've got a list of names you like.
Mm. Yeah. For your children.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Righto. Well, there you go, Jenny.
Mine are Ru and Dix.
Get rid of your friend, Jenny. Yeah, that's what I take out of that. Right, the next topic is, this is hypothetical. So, as blokes, Ru, this has happened, by the way. I say it's hypothetical, but it has happened. So we've got that mate.
Real, plenty of times.
Real, real good friend of ours, and he comes around for a barbecue one day, and he's got a new girlfriend. And all the boys stand around and go, bloody hell, she's all right. Batting above his weight division there, going all right.
Wonder where he found her.
They're getting on real, real well, so she keeps coming along to all your functions and mixing with our wives and partner. She's a keeper. She then lets on about 6 months later that she used to be a stripper.
Is that okay?
Girls, how do you react? How do you think the girls would react? How would you react to that situation? Is that acceptable?
Well, first of all, I'd want to know how hot she is now. So,
what do you mean?
Well, is she still...
Isn't it about her personality?
Yeah, I mean...
no, we're talking about a keeper here, a future wife.
If she's around my boyfriend or my husband or whatever it is at the time, how hot is she now and how long ago was it that she stopped? Because if she stopped 3 months ago, then she could easily jump back on the wagon, couldn't
she? What do you mean jump back on the wagon? What are you talking about, jumping back on the wagon?
But forget that. What if she stopped last week? Is it acceptable?
What if she hadn't stopped?
I think it's if I didn't know it and then I knew her for 3 or 4 months and then she revealed it over a couple of drinks, I think it would be different. I think I'd be fine with it. But if I knew it first, I think I would definitely have a preconceived idea.
You'd judge her.
I know I would. I'd like to say I wouldn't, but I definitely would.
No, that's okay. We can get that. What about you, Catherine?
Oh, I don't even know. Look, I'd be the same. I'd try not to judge. I don't think I'd probably judge her. Look, you know, everyone does their thing, and if that was her thing, and you know, probably more so if, you know, the boys all started, you know, Googling, you know, what she looked like or something. That I might be a bit, you know, and then they're all on it one night, you know, drinking.
And what about say at the Sunday bar? We would just say to the boys, stop looking at her. Stop.
I think that's just what boys do, don't they? They just love doing that. And, you know, as you get older, you go, whatever, each to their own.
Righto.
You know.
Alice?
I think every girl has a right to be a stripper if every boy goes to the stripper.
What?
Well, if guys go to the stripper and it's all fine, like no one blinks an eyelid and they exist, then why is it bad if a girl is a stripper? You actually, like, she earned quite a bit of money. A lot of money. You don't have to really do anything except be naked. So,
Are they not naked? Are they? Are they naked?
Yeah.
Strippers. Yeah. Stripping
I thought they wear like a little little G string or something. I need to go. I'll go.
You
this
need
weekend.
To come. To
yeah.
This.
I actually have never been. I actually really, really want to go.
I should go this weekend.
Angels, here's your challenge this week. Go before the next Angel segment.
My husband's away this weekend.
We want your report back.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Can you take us? VIP
but I
card?
Only want to go with Kat.
Yeah, just drop our name at the door. We get to the front of the
car. Three girls can arrive by themselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not very common for guys to go to the stripper. Like, for instance, Drew, when was the last time you went?
Oh, a little while ago.
And like Ditz, when was the last time you went to the stripper?
A little while ago.
Oh, okay. A couple of hours.
Don't take the mickey out of Ditz. The only reason
he
went... I was
supporting Jackson.
No.
Well, there are a lot of Jacksons out. There could be any Jackson.
Shivers, don't dob someone in.
The only reason he went, because the bloke was going to go on his own and Ditz did not want him to go to...
No. Such a good name.
It's irresponsible to go on your
boys
own.
Boys love the strippers. That's all right.
No.
It's just a common thing.
You're such a good friend.
Righto, that's the Angel signal. Wind it up.
See you later.
Mick Molloy joins Ruin Dits.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me. I'm Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. All right, 8:48. Let's go to Melbourne. Good morning, Mick Molloy.
Hello, boys. How are
we?
Good, Mick. That's the way. Hey, firstly, straight off the bat, thank you for the vino that you sent me.
Yeah, so, Molly Duca.
Contribution to this show. It's a very fine wine indeed. I'll be using it to cook some spaghetti tonight.
Eddie
McGuire,
dare.
Of course, has enjoyed his wine as well. He'd like to say a quick thank you, boys.
I love the Molly Duca. It's wonderful stuff. The velvet glove. Was it the velvet glove you sent?
Carnival of Love.
Carnival of Love.
Oh, the Carnival of Love.
Yeah,
okay.
We didn't give you the real good stuff.
You know what? If he doesn't like it, he re-gifts it. I've seen him do it. But he popped that one in the bag. So I think you'll be all right.
Thank you, boys. We love the Molly Duca. It is just sensational. Wine of the year a couple of years ago.
It was. In the whole world, believe it or not.
Yeah. All right. Well, this episode Parker of Wine 100. Spectator is over. Thank you very much.
See you, boys.
So it's like a couple of blokes in cummerbunds and sitting around talking about fine wine.
You just like the stuff out the cask, don't you, Mick?
No, that's it. If I can. That's what I'm after. The can. Remember the stuff in the can?
No.
They had wine in a can. They did wine in a can. Yeah. There's nothing like going home with a six-pack. Taking that to a restaurant on a first date.
Exactly.
Hello, girls.
Very hard to get it to 13 degrees, though, wasn't it, Mick? Ken?
It was indeed. But hey, while I've got your attention, fellas, time for a bit of this.
Harden Up. Oh, we love a bit of Harden Up.
We love a bit of Harden Up, we sure do. And this is for Dits, who was only out till 2 a.m.
Oh, yes, unprofessional.
Harden Up, mate. Sorry. What, did you have to get home early or something, did you? Just, I mean, what time were you on?
I'm committed to this program.
That's interesting. 2 a.m. He starts at 6 a.m. That's 4 unaccounted hours.
No, I've got to be here by 5.
Oh, well, 3. That's got crazy horse written all over it.
That was the other one.
Equestrian Club.
So there you go. While we're doing Harden Up, I'd like to dedicate today's episode to Real Madrid forward Marco Asensio,
right,
who will miss his club's Champions League opener on Wednesday night. Listen to this. Mm. Due to an infection caused by shaving his legs with a razor.
Oh, bloody soccer players.
That is bloody soccer players, mate. His coach, Zinedine Zidane, told reporters at a press conference he would not feature in the season opener because of a pimple which prevented him from pulling his sock up.
How
would that have gone in your day?
That is unbelievable. Hey, God, Roo, I can't tough play soccer today. It's a real threat to the AFL, isn't it?
Well, that is, it is. That's one of the big outs. The other out pimple.
Yeah.
I remember out, was it Gary Gilmore? Out gout.
Yeah.
That was a real one.
That's right.
At least you have to earn that, don't you?
Really? My favourite show, back to out genital warts.
Oh, what? Get out.
I am not joking. Look it up.
What do you mean?
It's appeared in a team sheet on the day of the test. I'm not joking. Out genital warts. Look it up.
Come off it.
Apparently, it's a big slur in Pakistan.
Gee whiz. So, how do they affect you playing cricket?
Okay, what about Harden Up the Vikings? The Vikings are supposed to be the hard men of history.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what have they done?
All that rape and pillage, get on the boat, let's go conquer. We're Norsemen, we go berserk. Well, they've unearthed the Viking warrior tomb, and it's the full regalia. So buried with horse, with sword, with knife, the whole thing. And they've done a DNA swab. Turns out it was a chick.
What?
The whole point of a Viking raid, I thought, was to get away from home. Get away from
playing away game.
Playing away game. Get over there. Bit of rape, bit of pillage. Hello. Come home, and then, you know, where have you been? Out with the lads.
Yeah.
But now the missus is going with you.
Yeah.
I mean, who wears the horns in that family? That's what I want to know.
All the stories are wrong, are they?
Imagine you're going over there, over a Norse raid, and all of a sudden you get nagged to death.
So it's not William Wallace after all.
Imagine being pussy whipped by your Viking warrior.
I don't like that.
At all. Harden Up. Clown Union. Harden Up. The Clown Union have gone berserk and say the new Stephen King movie, It is costing them jobs. Apparently, because it's a scary clown.
Scary clowns.
So apparently everyone's like, all the kids are cancelling their parties. I would have thought, just turn up not drunk. I reckon it would be a good first step for your children's clown.
Yeah. Without your lipstick all over your face, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they should replace Ronald McDonald with the clown from It.
Bloody union.
Clear out those playgrounds. Bloody unionised workforce. What do they do?
Every time I go to McDonald's, I'm sick of kids being there.
That's right. Hey,
on the playground.
Yeah.
Anyone you guys would like to harden up?
What about this new
horsey film, the Michelle Payne life story?
Teresa Palmer. Yeah. Why do they need to harden up?
Well, I don't know, really. I just didn't know how to get into it.
I'm looking forward
to
that.
South Australian girl, Teresa Palmer, she's starring in it.
Well, okay, and thank you, Dits. This is my point.
Mm.
Now, let's be honest here. Across the board, horsey people aren't that good looking.
Michelle's all right.
Michelle, she's a cracker, I think, is the
she's
term.
Nice. Mm.
But what we're saying to you is, I mean, there's a reason why they train in the dark. Very ugly people, horsey people. They don't. They are, and this is what happens. As soon as Hollywood gets involved, the movies get involved, everyone gets a cuddle. So Michelle Payne is going to be played by Teresa Palmer. He's a dead set hottie.
Hot. Mm. Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. Okay, guess who's playing her dad, Paddy, Paddy Senior, who is a dairy farmer from Ballarat in about 98. Guess.
Who's playing him? Not Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Who?
Have a guess. Have a guess. Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
Oh, yeah. Good looking. Guys want to be him. Girls want to do him. Owns a winery. Neill. Wait. Who is the dairy man? Cliffy Young. That's who should be That'd playing. Be Paddy.
Yeah.
Jesus, why don't they just get George Clooney out to play Bart Cummings?
Wax some eyebrows.
He hasn't got
him.
The eyebrows for it. That's right.
I love a good horse film. I know you love the GGs, Rue. Mm. What's the best horse film you reckon?
Seabiscuit.
Farlap. Gee whiz.
Seabiscuit, Farlap. Black Stallion.
Black Beauty.
I cried in Farlap.
Man from Snowy River.
Because you didn't back it. That's why you cried.
I wasn't alive when it was running.
All those memories of not backing it.
Man from Snowy River, that was a good film, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
But you know what they say?
I'm making a very faithful remake of that movie, but with dwarves on Shetlands.
Oh, no.
Why isn't there something for the Shetland?
You know, just on that with, pets. Horses and people say that a lot of owners look like their dogs, and it's so true, isn't it? Princess Anne looks like her horse, doesn't she?
Well, Camilla Parker Bowles, I believe, is in this new film and ridden beautifully. But
good on you, Mick.
All right, hey, what about the front bar? Don't forget the front bar.
Yeah,
KB Richmond legend.
Hungry.
KB, we're going to be talking all things. Oh, bone to pick with you, Rusciutto.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this outrage? This nonsense? This is unbloody believable.
We'll get to it.
Right. Well, on the off chance, and it's a long one, we admit that the Tigers make the grand final.
Yeah.
And they come up against Adelaide. They are going to try and make Richmond wear their away strip.
Well, you did finish lower than us on the ladder. What
but why is there a clash in the first place? There's no clash, mate.
No.
Why would you make, and let's be honest,
outrage.
You've only been in the competition for about 5 minutes. Mm. Her team has won 10 premierships in this competition, and it's our home strip. Why would you make them turn up, fill the MCG on the day, and then pop on the white laundry?
Mm.
I mean, even to your warped sense of fairness, you must be saying that is a joke.
Okay. Well, what I reckon is going to happen?
Right.
You know, toss the coin for it. I think that's what will happen.
But why can't you have the boat? Why can't they both play in their strip?
Yeah,
one in white shorts, one in black shorts.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. No arguments here, Mickey.
All right. Okay, so KB. Anyway, about that. KB will be on the show tonight. And Dipper.
The Dipper.
Dipper will be on the front bar tonight. 8:30. Getting bored.
Good Beautiful. On you, Mick. We look Good forward to Mick. It tonight on Channel 7. There he is, Mick Malloy. Hey, Roo, we have to go.
What?
We have to go.
No, not yet.
Don't we?
No, not yet. No,
oh, sorry, I thought I ran this show. Apparently not. What are we doing then?
Well, we're coming back for another segment.
Righto, sorry.
That's all right. You want to go to bed, dude?
Trott Park, a breakdown blocking the right-hand lane, slowing inbound the freeway. The exit speed has been reduced down there to avoid queuing as well. It's looking pretty hairy as well above the tunnels at the moment due to the conditions. Experience the 2017 NRL Telstra Premiership Final Series.
A little bit late this morning, 9:02, Roo. Just about time to go.
Yep. Just want to say thanks again to everyone for last night. Brian Taylor, Andrew Starton, Tex Walker, Tony Modra, Gavin Wanganeen, Jackson Tringove, Dave Gleeson, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, Ditz.
It was a big lineup, wasn't it?
It was a big lineup and a great night. We had a lot of fun. Thanks to Sporty's Bar and Arena at the Arca Bar as well. Brilliant place to go for a punt and a drink and watch the sport. We had a great night. So thanks to everyone. Thanks to Triple M for putting it on, Alison Lee and all the team.
Yeah.
And thanks for all our listeners for coming. We had about 300 people there last night who had a great night as they said on their way out. So thank you very much for coming along.
Roo, coming up next, 40 minutes of non-stop Munich. Non-stop Munich.
Catch you tomorrow, everyone. A huge show tomorrow.
Doing breakfast wunderbar. Sitting round just going blah, 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 blah. Microchipped or twisted ma. Now they're going to depart.